Give it up.
Everybody give it up.
Ready?
Ready.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
Do you know the words? You better.
So what so proudly we hail by the sun's gleaming and the rocket's red glare.
It's a really hard song.
And the something in there. And the sax traveler.
Wait, what did you guys say? And for those of you not watching, I'm kneeling.
Yes. And I'm sucking off God because...
Guess
this,
what?
This Friday, Andrea becomes... an American citizen.
A citizen of the United States of America. That's right. They only made her touch one kid.
Welcome to the winning team.
Thank you. Thank you. She came into the party right at the end. Yeah.
I came into which is chic. Yeah. Fashionably late.
Yes. Yes. As a Canadian with a green card, it's been a little spooky being in the great US of A. Yeah,
but we did it.
We did it,
folks. Yeah. We got a white lady in. They said it couldn't be done. And we did it.
Yeah, I didn't know that was still possible.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Are you like in the CIA?
Yes. I am also in the Mossad, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's in the Epstein files. They were like, you can be a citizen, but we're putting your name in the files. It's like, okay, whatever.
What? There's so many of
you guys
there.
Aren't going to release them, so who cares?
Dude, did you guys see?
Wait, first, welcome.
Yes, welcome to the Epstein files come up, and I'm like, hold on, let me cook. welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I am Mossad agent and comedian Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. Our guest today is a hilarious stand-up comedian.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Why? It's almost like they all are. Give it up for Nick Viagas.
Shalom.
Thank you for respecting my culture. God, I'm gonna live one day as a U.S. citizen. They're gonna kick me out.
They're gonna kick me out too.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, you too, and I'm gonna be like, I was born in Albany. Yeah. There's nothing more American than being born in Albany.
Yeah.
It's a bad place for bad people.
No idea you were. A
Canadian.
Foreigner.
Yeah, I know. I'm a silent foreigner. You can't really... I'm so rude and tall, and I have such dark hair. The people are like, you were born in like a gutter in New York City, and I'm like...
Tall does give Canadian to me, though.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Right.
I feel like you guys drink real milk and grow big.
We do. I'm the smallest one in my family.
We drink real milk,
not enough milk.
Not enough milk.
We drink real milk, but it's raised next to a power plant. Yes. So we don't get big from it.
No. You famously don't get big. I mean, you're a huge person.
I am. I'm very tall.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's huge.
And I'm 6'7".
Oh, I didn't realize you were that tall.
But it's like this whole new thing.
Oh, the meme.
The meme with 6'7".
The meme that we don't understand. The first meme I was old enough to not understand.
Welcome.
R.I.P. I'm over. I'm a has-been.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so lost. I'll send Lizzie memes and be like, what the hell?
And then I have to be like, one time I posted a meme.
How dare you?
I don't know if we can talk about this.
Yeah.
I posted a meme when our friend got fired from Saturday Night Live. And I posted a meme that was like school walkout at 1 to rehire our friend. And Andrea responded and was like, where is it?
Oh, no.
I'm 40.
She thought we were doing a real protest.
Are you in school right now? Why are you in a school?
I'm in the FBI training center.
It was like written in like half Comic Sans and half Times New Roman. It was like a poorly made crude meme that I whipped together on my Instagram
story.
And
you're like, well, I love Shane Gillis. So.
And it was Shane Gillis.
Yeah. Listen, he does says the right thing every once in a while, I guess.
And people, when he does, people go, see?
Yeah. Yes. They're like, forget the Chinese voice. Yeah. It's in the past.
I always knew his heart.
Yeah. People really want one of them to be a nice person.
I assume the best of every white man.
Yeah, me too.
I go, he doesn't mean what he says.
And what he does.
And words don't mean anything anyway.
And over and over again.
And saying them into a microphone is fun.
Yeah, so I am a Canadian. I'm a British Columbian guy. I'm a West Coaster. I think people are surprised by
the West Coast
the West Coast
more.
Of it all. Yeah,
yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
Like people from the West Coast, like think like
She's not blonde.
Yeah, granola, chillin'.
People are blonde. And the further west you go in North America, the blonder it gets.
We need an infographic on this. But then also in the middle, they're blonde too. I think there's just pockets of.
But on the West Coast, they're like intentionally highlights blonde. Yes. And in the Midwest, they're like towheads.
It's rich. The West Coast is rich.
The Midwest is like my grandfather was from Germany, and you're like, I know.
Yeah.
You look like you're from Germany.
Square. Yeah. So I think
you have interesting political points.
Yeah.
Not all Germans.
Not all Germans.
Wow. That's brave.
But most Americans.
Girl who went to Berlin once. Yeah. They're actually cool. Some of them.
Yeah. So I'm like I'm a West Coast chiller, which is not the energy that I give off at all.
No, I mean, there's nothing chill about you. Yeah.
Are there any like sort of ethnic white people there? Are they like Italian or Jews or anything?
No, it's all.
When did you meet your first Jew?
In New York.
Person.
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah, yeah. No, I knew one Jew.
How did you feel?
Unsettled. I met there.
You're like, oh. I get right. it.
You were like, this isn't Hollywood. What are you doing here? Sorry.
There was one. Wow. I haven't even made it to my swearing. We're going to get kicked off every social media platform.
I don't know. I don't even know if or why that's bad to say, but it definitely is.
Yeah. I had one Jewish person in my school growing up. Canada's white, but there are like quote unquote ethnic mix. Our mixing melting pot is like people from Southeast Asia and like India.
It's like Seattle.
Yeah. Exactly. It's Seattle. Yeah.
If I was the only Jewish person in a whole school, the way I'd be telling everyone Santa isn't real is great. The tour that I'd go on telling each and every person that Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Yeah. She
should. I'd be like, this is all I fucking have.
Yeah, so I am swearing. I'm swearing in.
Do you have to put your hand on a Bible?
I think I have to put
it
on
think
my...
Do your hand's going to burn?
Yes. I think I have to put...
Hot.
I think I have to put hands on both my fake tits, I think. They go, if you have fake tits, you have to put your hand on both fake tits.
Yes.
But if they're real, you can put it on your heart.
And swear your allegiance to capitalism.
Yes.
I'll give even my body.
Yes. If you have a BBL, you have to put both hands on the BBL.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's weird. I'll be dual. I'm not giving up Canadian citizenship.
No, you mustn't.
To be clear, because that would be clinically insane. But yeah.
A spy.
Yeah.
A spy.
Hey, man. I'm trying to get every passport.
You're kind of giving 2000 spy right now.
I am.
Yeah,
I
Austin
am.
Powers.
Like a, yeah. Yes. Aww.
Yeah, your name is like Pussy.
Pussy Galore.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Your name is Pussy. Pussy Allen.
Andrea Pussy Allen.
I was talking to I know someone who just got married, so she was talking about changing her name because she's taking her husband's last name. I wouldn't, but you go off queen. And we were talking about how, like, when you change your name, you can also pick anything. Like, it doesn't have to be your husband's name.
Yeah.
That's what my sister-in-law did.
Really?
Yeah, her and her sisters, like, hated her dad. So they just made up a last name.
Oh, that's so sick.
Wow. To legally.
Yeah, they made it like a steampunk.
Wow.
Cool name.
That is cool.
What was the original name? Shithead.
Fucker. I was saying the only way I'd take my boyfriend's last name is if I could make my first name like Danger or Zombie.
Be a trans, like a trans
crazy
person
that
picking
I'm an
a
adult.
Cool name. Yeah. Technically you are, but none of us really are. But
it'd be so funny if my name was Danger Caparosa.
Sounds like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I want to be a motorcycle. I'm sick of being a girl.
You could really tour like the Borscht Belt with Danger Caparosa.
I'd have to get like a shitty leather jacket.
Yeah.
Like a tacky vinyl leather jacket.
Yeah.
You could also be a magician. You could be a stripper. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to go.
I want
to
be a magician so bad. I want to harness the dark arts so bad, but they won't have me.
I feel like magicians are having a moment right now.
Yes.
We were talking about this before you got here.
Really?
Yeah.
We literally sound checked talking about magicians.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so for my birthday, my boyfriend was like, I'm going to buy tickets to a thing you want to go to. So we ended up going to drag brunch because I love drag and I love brunch, naturally. Mm-hmm. And it was great. If you're in Brooklyn, go to, it's called Brag Drunch. It's every Sunday at Branded Saloon, I think. And it was awesome. And everyone who does it is really cool. But I had mentioned that I really love magic shows because they work on me.
Of course. To the point where everyone.
I get kind of scared.
Yeah.
Because I think the devil might be in the room.
Yeah. Lizzie was raised Catholic.
Sure.
So yeah. I get nervous and I like that feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I really want to go to magic. But what I didn't know was in New York City, seeing magic is prohibitively expensive.
Yeah,
it's for the wealthy elite.
Which is crazy because us...
That's like the Van Gogh experience.
Yeah.
Like that so, level of...
Some of the tickets were $1,700.
No.
To what? To where?
You better be giving me someone's organ at the end of that. You better give me a poor person's kidney at the end of
you
that.
You should... You better heal my cancer I don't know I have.
Yeah.
That should be the trick. The trick is you don't have cancer anymore. And I go, I had cancer. And you go, here's a scan. Is this your boob? Yeah.
They're going to take my fake tits out, put them back in.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
So no magic. We're people like us. We don't get to have magic.
That's crazy.
Was there any magic at the drag brunch?
Well, in a way.
Sure.
Not in the traditional sense, but yes, I would say magic happened.
You were still afraid of the devil.
Yeah.
Yes. I still felt the devil in the room.
Lizzie threw some holy water on herself afterwards, just to be clear.
Yeah, it's so funny that I feel the devil with magic, but then I go to like queer orgies and I'm like, now this is what God meant.
Yes. Woo. I mean, I went to, may she rest in peace, the orgy dome at Burning Man. I went to Burning Man once. Oh. I'm sorry. I know. Yeah. Listen, sometimes I don't know what memes mean, and I did go to Burning Man once.
I'm calling ice.
Yeah.
And I've always said what every orgy needs is a lot of sand. Yes.
Well, yeah, the sand's in your pussy and asshole for months, but... Oh. And sorry, everybody, is this thing on? Hello? But... It was the orgy dome. I went to a lesbian orgy, the strap-on-a-thon, and I salute. Maybe I'll salute them when I swear in. I'll go, and this is for the strap-on-a-thon. But there's just like, you know, butch leses with clipboards being like, here are the rules.
Yes, just, rules and sand. Yeah. So far.
It's a strange dichotomy of things. I mean, they're all like.
Sounds like Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it was.
Rules and sand.
Yes.
The Riyadh orgy tent. From the people who brought you the Riyadh Comedy Festival. The Riyadh orgy tent.
Yes. Featuring Andrea. By the way, I went alone, which in retrospect is a crazy ballsy move to be like, I'll go alone and someone will pick me up and throw me in.
Yeah.
And they did.
Right.
I don't know. I think the only way I'd go to an orgy is alone.
Yeah, I've done like when you're there with someone to like have sex with, so you don't have to like make weird eyes at people.
But which you can't go with a friend.
No. Well, I have, but we're like, we're not gonna have sex. We're just gonna stand in the corner and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
That I get.
Yeah.
The only way that I've gone to a sex party is the like a museum.
Yeah.
Like I'm just walking around with my hands behind my back, like interesting.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know they were doing that.
The audio tour.
Yeah.
This person's 45.
Yes.
Works in tech.
This person has no job.
Yeah. There was, I was like, that guy is very old and that girl is young and looks like she's maybe on drugs. Do I call the police?
And if you look to your left, you'll see two graphic designers doing oral.
Yes. But I went, God, I don't even know why. So I went to the strap-on-a-thon and I had the time of my life. And shout out to those women whose names I'll never remember. But thank you for welcoming. Yeah, but
it's girls.
It's girls.
It's girl orgy. Yeah. You know, it's like, what's your star sign? What's your name?
We did talk about that.
Yeah, of course.
They pull a ribbon out of their pussy. But I did look around at one point. Like, you know when you're doing something crazy and you, like, stop and you're like, let's just, like, soak this in for a moment. And I looked around and I'm like, this is, like, Sodom and Gomorrah. You know what I mean? There's just,
for
like,
sure.
Women screaming and, like, feathers and, like, dude, sand everywhere.
What did you think it was going
to
be?
I don't know. I have no idea. Keep your expectations. I didn't think it would be so... tactile, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There was always like a piece of fabric flying around because it's in the desert.
Right.
I thought it was going to be like mats and the lesbians being like, down.
Speaking of Sodom and Gomorrah, when I did go to drag brunch, there was, I guess there's a drag queen that usually hosts it that couldn't be there, whose name is Antifa. Hilarious.
Great.
And so the host had us all participate in a video where we yelled, "We love you, Antifa." Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is what conservatives think drag yes. brunch is. You yes. know what I mean? It's like 30 people in a room in Brooklyn being like, "We love Antifa." Yeah. And everybody's talked.
Yeah. Even the audience members.
Yeah, I made my boyfriend talk before yeah, we yeah. went, out of respect.
You pulled your pussy further back.
Yeah. You gave your yeah, pussy I tucked my pussy lips into my asshole.
You taped it up.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to.
You gave it a Kardashian facelift.
Yeah, oh my God. That would actually be amazing yes. if you could do that.
It's a Barbie pussy.
Yeah, I was hoping to see hole, but it was 3 p.m, so
yeah.
no hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the dome like?
It was so.
Talk to me about the dome.
Yeah. Architecturally.
Do you mean the head she got from another woman?
It was, you know, Burning Man at that point. I went to Burning Man like almost 6 years ago.
Okay.
So it was like, it was rich at that point. Like,
I think it still is.
It's richer now, but it was rich in a way that the dome, like, it looked like a science world. Do you know when science world has like it's a
what is science
con.
World?
A glass dome.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't glass. It was dropped in
is
by
science
Tesla.
World Canadian
it,
Disneyland.
It was a Canadian Disneyland. Fuck.
Is that real?
So, yes.
I went to space camp in Montreal.
Yeah, we love science.
I went to a weird middle school.
We love science.
I went to a weird middle school and they made us go to space camp in Montreal and it was fucking awesome.
Yes.
I went with such a bad attitude. I was like, I don't like school. Yeah. And then I got to space camp and I was like, space rules. This is awesome.
Yes.
Space Science rules, world Canada rules. Just a bunch of 11-year-olds who had to get passports to go wear a harness and pretend there's no gravity. Yes. There was actually, that was drama, space camp.
Yeah.
Because I was like, so in middle school, every year I was either very much in or very much out of the popular girl group.
Yeah.
I was always one Same. Or the other. I was never in the middle. I
Polarizing.
Was the biggest loser in school, or I was like one of the mean girls,
yeah.
you know? And this was mean girl year.
What a great, me too. And so I got to go to better, space so much better.
I got to go to space camp as a blonde mean girl, which is great,
That's
which is how
camp.
You want to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had to do an egg drop.
Totally. Classic.
We've all done an egg drop.
Yeah.
And I had the bright idea that no one else had to attach a plastic bag as a parachute to
Brilliant.
The egg.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM. Yeah. Popular blonde girls in STEM.
Yes.
Protecting eggs.
Yeah. Protecting eggs.
Women's, for women's God. Work.
And ours was the only one that didn't break. And all of the like nerdy femcel girls were like, they cheated. And they like made us have a conference with the teacher. And I swear to God, dude, 11 years old, the teacher at one point during the meeting goes, "Are you mad because they're pretty?" She was like, "Are you mad because they're pretty and they won?" And they were like, "Yeah." And we got to be like, not only did we win the egg drop, we just fucking won middle school.
Yeah, yeah. And I would have been mad that they were pretty too, but I would never have
yeah,
fucking
if it was,
said anything.
Yeah. If it was the year before, I would have been with the other girls
yeah,
being
same.
Like, "They're pretty and they won."
That's not fair. The Orgy Dome.
Totally.
It's very hexagonal. It's got all the seams and things. It's not clear. If it was glass, that would have been sick. Mm-hmm. But it's made of like tent material. But it's
right.
huge.
Oh, okay. So it isn't solid walls. So
yes. Yeah.
Sand could enter.
Yeah. Sand yeah. and boy did it.
My dad's best friend. He goes to Burning Man a lot. He went to my dad's fourth wedding in sandals.
Whoa.
Sick.
Yeah.
That whole sentence is fourth awesome wedding, from huh? front to back. Yeah.
So remember when we asked if you had a dad and you said yes? You should have mentioned the four weddings because yes. that adds color to this yeah. situation.
Too much of a dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could use a little less
You were dad maxing.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Westchester. Mamaroneck.
Oh,
you
know,
I know Mamaroneck.
That makes sense.
Oh.
I've done, I used to date a loser from there.
I've bombed Ooh. There.
Spencer something. He was an illegal poker dealer and he had a tongue ring and he wasn't very nice to me.
That sounds like Mamaroneck.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty solid.
I'm sure I know him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll show you pictures afterwards. He might be dead, but Yeah, it's a
and
weird.
And this is for him.
Yeah, and this is for you.
And this is for Spencer.
Thanks for texting me. I know that you like me more than I'll ever like you. That was Spence. Cool to say, Spencer. It was a cool thing to say to me.
It is a canon event in your 20s to date someone who has something going on with their tongue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. You did tongue ring. I famously did split tongue.
Oh,
remember that?
I blacked out split
Remember
tongue.
When I dated snake tongue guy?
Yeah.
No tattoos. Split tongue.
Yeah.
Crazy choice.
What was the thinking?
Well, I didn't know he had it. He was hot.
Not you.
That's also a valid question.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't really listen to him whenever he talked about anything because he was like... he just like wasn't that interesting. So he told me some bullshit about why he got it and I was like, okay, you thought it looked cool.
Yeah.
And that's why you got it. I don't really care about you. He said something... He like used to be a chef, so it was for like taste mixing.
Taste mixing.
And I was like, you know what's cooler if you just say it looked sick?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But he could do tricks with it.
That's what I was going to ask at, flicking it around. Yeah.
Well, we never had sex.
What a waste.
So I don't know what goes on with snake tongue oral.
He said it because he wanted to have like more tongue.
Yeah.
He wanted to taste two things at once.
That's awesome.
He's going to eat two pussies.
He wants to taste pussy and asshole at the same time.
Wait, so, oh my God, your crazy dad. Four weddings and a funeral.
Are we still at four?
Yeah, we're still at four.
And how long has the fourth been in session for?
They got married the day that Joe Biden was elected.
Wow, okay.
What a beautiful day to get married to our fourth wife.
Yeah, like 5 years.
Wow, that's pretty, for a four wedding guy, that seems like a pretty nice chunk of time.
Yeah, I gotta say, he did it in a pretty classy way.
Okay. Like, I don't know that can be done classy. Like,
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was age appropriate.
Oh,
like,
right.
Like, my mom was the only one he had kids with.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
But the first one, I guess, was like a gambling addict.
Classy.
Who was like 15 years older than him.
I love.
Older.
That's cool. Older, yeah. I love when women are gambling addicts.
Yes.
I think that's so cool. It's like for boys.
Women and staff.
I love when a woman is like, I'm addicted to going into Atlantic City and losing all my money. I think that's awesome.
A woman's banned. You know when you call in and say that they can't serve you for gambling?
Yeah, totally.
Wait, there's a lot to unpack. Also, you have a bit, an early bit, so I don't want to quote the bit like word for word because I'm sure you worked on it. And if you haven't, get on it because it's my favorite thing.
What is happening?
And she thinks it needs work.
Yeah. No, I mean,
if you're not working on it, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, if you're not here doing a podcast, you're out working on this bit because it's Andrew's favorite bit. But basically, you were talking about how your mom, we can cut this if you don't talk about it, but your mom has a drinking problem.
Yes.
And she is a figure skating teacher. Oh!
There's some beautiful things that people with drinking problems can do as a career. Yeah. And it's that's like, up there with surgery.
It is literally like the worst thing you can do if you're an alcoholic.
I'm going to put knives on my feet and dance.
Around children.
Well, around children.
She would only teach like five. She wasn't good at figure skating.
No way.
Yeah, so like she was constantly injured when I was a kid.
Yeah. I know you have a dad, but like spiritually, you're one of us.
Yeah. You're in the club.
Yeah, my mom was very much a dad.
Right. So. Yeah. That is dad maxing.
Yeah, there's something about a mom with a broken wrist that's scary.
Only one.
Yeah. Wait, so, okay, was she a career figure skater, or was this like, oh, I'm going to be a gym teacher because nothing has panned out?
The second one. She had a bunch of kind of random jobs.
Yeah.
And then,
I know this lady.
She liked figure skating. So she got a job at like our town rink.
Yeah.
My dad was one of these guys who had a bunch of random jobs his whole life. He was a teacher, and then he quit to be a beach bartender. And then my mom met him when he was painting houses. And she was like, I'm going to marry this rich lady and never work again.
Yes.
But then he got bored.
He's a synchronized swimmer.
So he became like the coach of every sport he never played. Like, he was my soccer coach. Didn't know the rules at all. Had no idea what was going on.
But
he was once a football coach. So he was like, I can coach 5-year-old girl soccer with the same energy.
Yeah, it's the same logic as how you get like a 14-year-old to watch a 5-year-old.
Yes.
They can't fuck this up too.
No.
They must know something.
Their ages together are an adult age.
Yeah.
My dad was like screaming at me and I'm picking flowers on the field. I'm like, whatever, dude. You care about this too much. But then he became like a advocate for people with disabilities, which shouldn't be a volunteer position, but is.
No one wants to do it, unfortunately.
Yeah, totally. It's honestly the same logic.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same as teaching figure skate. It's like, where did you come from? Yeah.
Out of the woodwork. Wait, so how long was her? What age were you? And was your mom like, I'm fucking doing it. I'm finally fucking doing it.
Well, she was like, she was a figure skater. She was a figure skating teacher from when I was like 4.
Okay.
I think before that she was like a journalist for a second.
That's so different.
Yeah. So different.
What else she'd do? She was like a secretary for the UN.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
It was just like a temp thing.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? It was just like fake jobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over. Yeah.
And then from like when I was 4 till I was like 16, she was a figure skating teacher.
Okay. That's a career.
That's a good run.
But yeah.
The thing was, like, she would teach my friends how to, like, figure skate while drunk. And then, like, their rich families would then meet her because I was friends with their son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they would, like, kind of treat her like the help. It was really rough.
That's very traumatizing. Yeah.
Wait, does this mean that you learned how to figure skate?
Yes.
Whoa! He's gay, everybody.
I didn't know we had a fucking queen in the house. So you know how to figure skate?
I do, yeah.
That's so funny. You're so tall.
Yeah, it was really rough.
If you fall, it's so bad.
Yeah, I look like a giraffe on the ice.
Yeah.
If you fall, your head will explode.
My center of
the ice.
Yes. Yeah. Recently, somebody was like, have you ever skateboarded? And I was like, my center of gravity is like 6 feet.
Yeah. I'm a tall guy. People are like, do you surf? I'm like, what am I going to nosedive into a shark? That's crazy.
It's like, we don't need to. Do you know
what I mean? Right. We're tall.
We're
tall. Already. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, was she?
Were you good?
No, not at all.
Come on.
It'd be so good if you were good.
It's so funny if you're good.
Triple Axel.
Yeah, definitely after her lessons were done, she would have me like,
come on,
trot
out
on the ice. Wow. And also, it was like an empty like ice skating rink.
This is so.
So you could really be yourself.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie I, Tonya?
Yes, I love that movie.
That was like a traumatizing movie.
Oh, wow.
It's like an ice skating alcoholic mom movie.
So specific.
There is a movie for everyone.
Yes.
I walked out of the theater and I was like,
shaking, vomiting a little bit.
I didn't like that.
It sucks when you work in this industry and then somebody else makes a movie about your life and you're like, fuck! I was supposed to be I, Tonya.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Wow, how bad was the drinking? Did you ever like fall and people were like, oh, she's...
Andrea, yes. Like 5 times. She was like Joel Embiid. She was like constantly injured.
Did you ever slice anyone?
What is that?
Did she ever slice anyone with
Thank
a skate?
God. Thank God she never sliced anyone.
It's crazy that she never sliced anyone.
No, yeah, and also
it's a miracle from God that she never sliced.
It was like a 6 months on, 6 months off kind of schedule.
Like a laborer that works in the summertime.
I'm gonna be my This is so funny.
Is she alive?
Yeah, she's alive.
I'm also laughing at this as if I didn't teach horseback riding on pills.
Yeah, right.
You can do anything you want.
But it's nice for the drinking because, like, one time she was teaching. So she taught at, like, 7 different rinks.
Of course.
One time she got injured at the Bryant Park rink.
Oh,
she,
that's like, the fell. Top.
Yeah. She was everywhere.
Yeah.
She was in demand.
Like, this lady's fun as fuck.
Yeah, she fell and broke her wrist.
Both.
Oh, like, wow.
She fell and, like the one thing you learned in your first lesson of ice skating is how to fall.
Yeah,
like,
right.
She fell on her, like,
blocked
her fall like, kind of like that.
Oh my God, ow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And also the first thing you learn as a drunk is how to fall.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've fallen down the stairs and been like, didn't hit my head.
Yes. Nailed it. Use the phone as a battering ram, but nailed it in terms of brain damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
What ended her career?
Liver failure. Like an injury. No, actually, what was
classic,
it?
Classic. She just aged out.
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't sexy enough anymore.
I don't think it was like, this is irresponsible.
No.
There's
insane.
No way it was that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I mean, she got sober when I was in my teens.
Oh, okay.
That's way.
But out. I don't think she stopped ice skating.
Yeah, well, you can only quit one.
Yeah, yeah. The only joy is
yeah. drinking. They're like, are you California sober? She's like, no, I'm ice skating sober. Yeah. I get high on the ice.
I was like that when, remember Revel scooters?
Yeah.
Did you ever drive those drunk?
Oh, yeah.
I've driven similar things.
Yeah.
I've driven a couple things.
Yeah, yeah.
Revel scooters, no, but have I gotten on a motorcycle drunk? You bet your white ass I have.
Yeah. I've moved through time and space in the same speed while intoxicated.
I don't think I've ever... Awesome?
Have you ever driven a car drunk?
Girl.
No, I can't drive.
Girl, I'm from Albany, New York.
Yeah.
Have I ever driven a car drunk?
It's the name
make
of the game,
you when you
baby.
Take the test.
Yeah, they're like, all right, this time with whiskey.
They make you take it regular and then fucked up just to make
like
sure.
Like animal style.
I actually... one of the reasons I can't drive now is because I never... This, I can't say this into a microphone. I've never driven sober.
Oh, that's insane. That's insane.
Yeah, that's really bad.
I mean,
that's
I wasn't fucked up, but I was like stoned.
Pilled
for
out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I started smoking
judge.
Weed every day. I have. Yeah. I started smoking weed all day every day before I got my driver's license.
Yeah.
So like.
Oh, totally.
That was just part of the
you
routine.
Are Nick's
was smokeable.
Mom coded.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I did teach horseback riding, which is the same as ice skating.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a while I used to work in Newark, and I would drive home.
Yeah.
And after I got off in Newark, I would. Drink so it would be more fun to drive home.
Yeah, you and you put like, on some tunes and just fucking smoke a cigarette out the window.
Just rip it down.
You guys are bad people, but that does
Garden
sound
State
awesome.
Parkway.
Yeah,
just like
yeah.
the most dangerous road on earth.
Well, my friends lived an hour north of where I lived, mm-hmm. but it's a straight shot on one highway. Mm. And the way that I would, the way
you're like going back,
the way in which I would get like blackout drunk and then sleep for 2 hours and then be like, no, I'm good. And drive home and be like, yeah, this is the best night of my life.
It does sound fun.
I did that.
Don't do it.
I can't. I mean, I can't drive when I'm sober. It's never in the cards for me. But previous life.
I remember the day I graduated college.
Yeah.
We got like really fucked up the night before in my hometown. And yeah. I drove to my college like 3 hours later.
Yeah. Still drunk in the morning is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. I do miss that.
I like still drunk.
I think I'm not hungover. And it's like, oh, sister, you are still drunk.
Still drunk in the morning.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Still drunk in the morning with plans.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I miss that.
Yes.
Oh, I miss that. Waking up at 11 hammered and being like, we're going to brunch. And then you're asleep by 7.
Yeah. I went to work once still hammered, and my boss was like really cool. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and she was like, no.
Yeah.
She's like, go back. This is way up. 360, time to go.
I worked at restaurants, so they'd always be like, you're drunk. And I'd be like, no, I'm not. And then I would make more money than I ever had. I'm like showing business guys my tits to get like extra money.
Yeah. At the restaurant I worked at, I would just come in front of people like, pour stuff from the bar into
yeah.
my coffee
yeah.
and be like, yeah, get it.
Yeah, the restaurant industry is all, yeah. it's a bunch of drunks hanging out. Because I worked lunches,
yeah.
so I'd have to be there at 10.
Totally.
And it, still drunk. And then by noon, you're all like, okay, so we're going to go get drunk in the walk-in to handle the rest of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Lunches in Murray Hill.
Oh, my God.
You're going to do that not drunk? Fuck off, dude. Look me in the eye and fuck off
yeah.
if you're going to do that.
Lunches in
and
Murray Hill.
And it mixes with the adrenaline of the rush.
Yeah.
The lunch rush, the Murray Hill lunch rush is the Navy, dude. Being drunk when you work at the Navy is so fun. It's so, people would get so fucking mad at me at that job, like customers, because they all think that they work in some like high powered something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't know that they're completely expendable and no one cares if they exist or not.
Sure.
So they come to the fast casual Japanese restaurant I work at.
Wait, where?
Wagamama.
Oh, okay. I also worked at a fast casual Japanese restaurant.
Which one did you work at?
Gyukaku.
Oh, yeah. I know her. Yeah. My enemy. No, ours was in Open Flame.
Oh, cool.
But I did have to carry hot bowls of nine hot bowls of ramen drunk and totally. Be like, let's see if this happens.
You kind of are your mother's.
You ever have those?
What?
Bibimbops.
Oh, yeah, we had that.
Nightmare when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You kind of are like your mother's son in that you worked in a place with an open flame drunk. That is like figure skater-ish.
Figure skater core.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But it was awesome. Dude, one woman grabbed my arm, mm-hmm. like, because she was like, I'm in a hurry. And she grabbed me to yell at me. And I got to be like, do you realize you're yelling at someone over lunch?
Yeah. Awesome.
Over the concept of lunch.
Yeah.
And I just watched her. I watched her like lose a part of herself in real time. And I had to be like, I'm drunk.
And I'm drunk.
And I'm drunk, bitch.
Drunk.
Oh, I brought you the wrong ramen. I'm drunk. So there.
So how stupid do you look?
Hey, idiot, I'm hammered.
Wait, so
sorry, your tuna tataki was late.
I fell.
I was smoking weed in the bathroom, the one that you guys use also.
I broke my wrists. And I'm drunk, but I can't feel the pain.
I did spill hot ramen on a lady, and I thought she was going to sue me for the $400 I was worth. Yeah,
for sure.
But we worked it out.
One time, this is probably the most gruesome injury that my mom got.
Yes. Interesting. Let's always circle back to that.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I am interested.
Go on.
She was doing like a spin.
Yeah.
And her other skate caught on the ice.
Oh.
So like one of her legs kept moving.
Oh.
And?
She broke her leg.
Oh. Wow. She broke her leg like a corkscrew.
Yeah. And like in a truly horrific way.
Which leg bone?
Is that the ulna?
The shin one? The tibia.
I've broken the tibia.
I've broken all of my bones, so now I know the names of the bones.
Yeah. You have like
I rode horses skull. On pills.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
That was the worst one.
Oh my God. So what is she, so she's sober now and she's chilling?
Yeah,
a
she works
bit?
At Trader Joe's now.
Oh, beautiful. Sick. Yeah. What an arc. Wait, let's go to the dad though. Let's fast forward.
What does your dad do?
So my dad, he also has a gay job.
Beautiful.
I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah.
He sucking
cock?
Yeah. He sucked cock at the hospital.
At the hospital. Like Patch Adams.
Yeah. He worked at the circus.
Yeah. I suck cock at the hospital.
Yes. I suck cock at the hospital. What do you think? It's a good thing to say. And someone asks you what you do.
I'm drunk.
Sucking cock at the hospital.
I get drunk and I suck cock at the hospital.
I could have crushed that job for years.
Next question. Yeah. Am I a citizen?
Yes. Do you know how many people I sucked off at the hospital?
Veterans hospital?
Yes. Those people were gross. It's like so many gross cops. Which is what the president did. Cut that.
No, leave it in.
Leave it in. I'm in.
You're
now.
A citizen.
Yeah. All right.
And
so,
we're back. Love Donald Trump.
Yes. Love him.
We're laughing about sucking cock.
Yes. So he was a male nurse?
No, he worked at Playbill.
Okay.
Is and that he voted in the Tony Awards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I grew up only listening to musical theater.
Wow. So your mom is doing beautiful figure skating and glittery outfits, and your dad is a central focal point in the musical theater scene of your hometown of Mamaroneck.
Wow.
Crazy, you're straight.
The musical theater scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
You are.
Did he ever perform on Broadway?
No. He was a writer, and he wrote about theater history.
That's cool.
But he, yeah.
Oh, I know why your dad got pussy. He's like artsy.
Yeah. So he's kind of like this like gay sex addict guy.
I know these guys.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, don't talk about me to my face. Oh, some gay sex addict guy. Who could that be?
Wow.
Yeah. And like even now, like our family conversation, when I see him, we talk about like Moulin Rouge. And,
I want to be friends with your dad really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What should we see?
Yeah. What, was he cheating on them? Like, how did,
eventually, yeah.
Of course.
That'll happen.
I mean, I don't know, maybe the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Certainly at some point.
You never know. Yeah. Same with my dad. There's definitely one, but there's probably like 75.
You work in queer media and your wife has a broken wrist. What are you going to do? Not cheat?
Yeah. How's she going to fucking give you an HJ if both wrists are out of commish?
But yeah, like, while cheating, like, listening to, like, the Into the Woods original Broadway soundtrack.
Beautiful.
That's amazing.
That's really beautiful.
Your dad and I would have been great friends in another life.
Yeah. But yeah. Sometimes I like use his car if I have to drive to a show.
Yeah.
And it's always like the cast albums to like Back to the Future, the musical, or like whatever awful like tourist trap thing is on Broadway right now.
What a beautiful patchwork of a family tree you have.
Yeah.
You must have gone to therapy. Please, God.
Of course.
Okay, good.
It didn't help.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And sometimes it just doesn't.
Yeah.
You have to stay for a long time for it to I've been in therapy for probably like 15 years.
10.
But I've been with my therapist for five, I think. And I'm just starting to be like, oh, it's clicking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah. I was seeing my middle school social worker until I was like 26, I think.
Whoa.
Okay, I've been in middle
school.
You
kept in touch.
Do you still see your pediatrician also? I wish I could see my pediatrician. She was awesome. She did not find my heart defect, but other than that, she was sick.
Nice lady.
Took her 5 years, didn't find it, but shout out to her.
Wait, so how did the social worker come into your life? Someone was like, hey, the lady's drunk, the guy is gay. Let's get in here.
Yeah, someone was like, he has a gay dad.
Yeah, they're like, fuck the mom with the substance abuse problem.
The dad is gay.
Yeah, let's get the gayness out of here.
Yeah, it was just kind of like this. Yeah, I just seemed kind of at risk generally.
Yeah. Sure. I'm sorry. I'm asking you most like unbelievably traumatizing questions.
You know what I'm excited for in the future, being now? Bisexual dad.
Yeah.
We didn't really get that.
I once saw a psychic and she said my dad is bisexual.
Well, your dad is bisexual.
I asked my mom though and she didn't know anything about it.
She didn't know anything about anything.
Yeah, I don't think she knew a lot.
Your dad is certainly bisexual, I hope.
Yeah, we would celebrate that.
But I think it'd
four
be
wives,
so
cool. One husband.
Yeah.
I think it'd be so
on Broadway.
Cool. I think it'd be so cool for some like chic 8-year-old to be like, yeah, my dad's bi and like annoyed about it.
I think that's
so sick.
Yeah, and his name is like Walton.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's rich, you know, but he's bi and she's mad. I want that.
Yeah.
I want that to be my life.
It will be.
I want to like slightly like fake resent my bi dad, who's actually a wonderful father.
Yes. Because he's open with his sexuality and he's decolonizing his whatever the fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taurus dad.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't mean it. You're only a visitor here, dad.
Oh my God.
You guys are actually similar. You have like a kind of crazy life in the tri-state area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Albany and Westchester are very different.
That's true.
Yeah. Westchester's. Well, Albany's rich too. Sorry, continue.
Parts.
We're both Hudson Valley.
Hudson Valley, yeah. Yeah, Albany is. Rich people live in Albany, but Albany is not rich. Does that make sense?
Because
it's the capital, so like it's lobbyists.
Like
but they have an apartment here, they have an apartment in New York City. But they have to be in Albany 5 days a week and they hate it.
Yeah.
You know? And then they live next door to people who like are on SNAP benefits but aren't getting them.
Yeah.
And you live next to the politician doing that to you. The tension in Albany is high.
I can imagine.
It's such a bad place.
Yeah. I talked about this on another podcast, but I grew up thinking that the Viog heads at home, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, I grew up thinking I was like a poor person.
Yeah.
Because I was like maybe even upper middle class.
Yeah.
In Westchester.
No,
and
same.
Like, I developed like a complex about it, but as I describe my life to people, it's like, oh, I was completely fine.
Yeah, that happened to me because I went to a rich kid private school.
Right.
My dad had to get like one of his fake jobs was working at my school so that we could go there. So I thought we were poor.
Yeah.
Because I was like, everyone else here can afford full tuition. And meanwhile, mine was like still 12 grand a year, you know?
Yeah.
I had a pool when I was a kid.
Yeah. My grandfather was the governor of New York.
Really?
Not when I was alive, but yes,
once
upon a time.
Which governor?
Hugh L. Carey.
Oh, really?
There's a tunnel. The tunnel.
Yeah, totally. And my dad went to Hugh Carey High School. Did you know that?
Whoa. I didn't know there was one.
On Long Island, yeah.
I literally am finding out about this for the first time.
Getting in touch with her roots.
Wow. Tell your dad about me. Yeah. I bet we have friends in common. I know a lot of old gay guys who work in theater.
Like his dad.
Yes.
Did your mom fall into that pool? I have to know.
It was actually became this thing because she hated the pool. And sure. She was always like, your father, he just smokes weed at night and then swims in that pool. And it's like,
again,
you're
great.
A fucking drunk. What
again,
do you give a shit?
Yeah. Again, great. Also, very gay.
Oh, I love your dad. Yeah. I love your dad.
You're like, your dad's always has this guy in the pool with him. Unclear their relationship.
Yeah. It's really cool, like, meeting people whose parents are artsy. Because yes. I had such an opposite. My parents were not at all. My mom is, like, a career woman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And my dad was... you know, doing whatever he was up to, but it wasn't making art. Yeah. Yeah. My dad was like around for sure.
Yeah.
That was kind of the whole thing.
Yeah, my dad had like a literary agent.
Right.
That I would hear about when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yes. And like my boyfriend's parents are artists. Mm-hmm. And it's such a different, when I talk to them, it's like, so I think like when you talk to someone's parents, you have to be like, hello, I have a real job and
yeah.
I have health insurance and I'm normal. And then I talk to his parents and they're like, we listen to your podcast. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
You guys are parents? It's That's worse, amazing.
It's worse when they like judge you aesthetically too.
Oh, yes,
like,
a lot of that.
Like, I don't know if I agree with your thesis.
Your vision. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, I just don't understand the intention behind that joke. And you're like, I didn't think of that.
Like, I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, you're an artist. I'm a clown. Sorry.
Wow. Oh, so okay. So are you chill with both of them now?
I'm actually more chill with my mom now than my dad.
Okay, nice.
But I'd say we're all cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're all cool.
We vibe.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, my mom lives in Ridgewood now. So.
What?
Wow.
So we can know her?
Moms can live there?
I didn't think so. Yeah. Every time I see someone like hanging out with their parents in Bushwick, I'm like, you know they're not allowed here.
Right.
You get them a hotel room in Midtown.
Did they get their visa stamped to come here? They're this on a graffiti tour.
Play zone.
Yeah,
yeah. No parents allowed.
This is the Burning Man.
Meanwhile, all my friends are 50.
Yeah. and ouch, and wow.
I'm like, no parents allowed. We're all like, we should have kids.
Yes.
Yeah. I should have three kids.
Yeah, it's weird that I'm with a mulleted they-them on a Friday night at 2 a.m.
I'm 29 and from Albany.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have three kids and be addicted to different pills than I was.
Yeah, you should really be divorced.
Yeah.
I wish I was divorced. Oh. I think it'd be so chic if I was divorced.
I think it's actually really bad in person, though, probably.
Yeah, but if I got married when I was like, because I was engaged when I was a teenager.
You know that I was also engaged?
What the hell? Yeah, this is
How
kind of a
you?
White trash time over here.
Hey, we can say it.
Yeah.
It was 3 years ago.
Oh, that's actually as a grown up. I was being manipulated.
She was being grown.
Mine's different.
Wait, who were you engaged to?
You're like, no, it's the same. She was 16.
Yeah.
I was trying. It wasn't working. She kept outsmarting. Yeah, I was engaged to a non-binary noise musician.
I dated a non-binary noise musician.
Who?
We'll talk later.
Well,
same person.
What did they start as?
Boy.
Okay, no.
Wow, you were engaged to a fake artist.
Yes.
I wonder if they know each other.
I was engaged to a rich daughter.
Yeah. Oh, you should have held on to that shit.
I tried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really, I'll tell you from my experience, non-binary noise musicians are slippery.
Yeah,
hard to pin down.
It is hard to hold on to them.
Yeah.
But then they'll randomly be like, you want kids, right? And you'll be like, where did that come from?
Whoa. You are preaching.
Yeah. We have the same life.
Yeah, you dated a full hypocrite then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to get married. You're like a noise musician.
Yeah, right. You can. But then the inheritance at the end of the line.
Mine
and then they agreed.
Yeah. Mine like really believed in the sanctity of marriage also.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Was it a sober person?
No.
You're like, definitively not.
Absolutely.
No, but I was recently sober. So I think that was.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll. Yeah. Someone has to be.
Yeah. When you have true clarity, the noise gets a lot less charming.
You start to notice the strange noises.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I dated a bad musician once sober, and I was like, whoa, this sucks.
My
pussy's dry.
Talking about it with my brother, he was like, maybe they were. Yeah, they didn't want to get married because they were so nervous to perform for that many people.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That's so funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
I was like, why did I think that?
Okay, when you started dating this person, obviously this was like an enamored young love thing. Yeah. Was there a time when you were like, oh, I really shit the bed on this. Maybe I'll ask for them to marry me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, they like had planned this vacation
uh-huh.
that I then like had to be late to because of like a stand-up thing.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was like, oh, maybe we'll just get engaged and then like they won't be mad at me anymore.
I think that's a lot of engagements.
Yeah. I
think that's like 20%.
That's
of
how
engagement.
I'm
going to
do it. Yeah,
yeah. Like the final trump card in a really bad fight.
You're stuck with me now.
Did you buy the ring?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Was it expensive?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
They chose it.
Oh. But
I just did this.
Yeah.
But it was a really cheap ring.
Yeah.
And so people kept judging me.
Oh.
Because the ring was so cheap, but it's like they wanted this
yeah.
shitty ring.
Yeah.
There's also like when you're a non-binary noise musician or a comedian slash podcaster who's wearing a hat that says drunk slut yeah. or whatever you are.
Any type of fake person.
I was talking to my friend about this because she just moved into an apartment that her job is paying for, and it's one of the nicest apartments I've ever seen. It has like a whole view of the skyline of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how like it's embarrassing. It's like embarrassing when your friends come over and you're yeah. a socialist to be like, this is where I live,
yeah,
you know?
Right, right.
So I feel like the cheap ring is like a way of being yes. like, no, I'm still part of the community.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, yeah. I suck. I'm a loser too. Yeah. I'm a loser too.
No, yeah. I have no job. Yeah. I have no job, I swear.
I'll be destitute in a way that you could never imagine.
Yeah, I'm just like you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It was from a cat bird.
Oh,
yeah, I know her
oh,
work.
Oh, what bad taste. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that catbird yeah. is, I feel like, for, like, blonde
girls. Yeah,
for,
like, basic bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just, like, a ring, you know, like yeah. a ring that you're supposed to wear.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like,
yeah.
a wedding
yeah. Well, she didn't wear it for that long.
I did. I did yesterday send, and by yesterday, I mean, also today.
Yeah.
Send my boyfriend an Etsy link to a $500 engagement ring and wrote, just buy it.
But it's good. That's
I
nice.
Wrote, just buy it now. You don't have to use it for a while. But there's only one left on Etsy and I want it.
Yeah, it's money. It's good with money, I would say.
What was it? What did it look like?
It's, I'll show you. It's like a big fake diamond.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's all I want. I don't care if it's yeah. fake. I just want it to be huge.
I think yeah. that's the move.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's open on my phone.
It's your background.
It looks yeah. like this.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't yeah. want to show the camera.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want a fucking big fake diamond. Sue me. Yeah. Arrest me.
Yeah.
Arrest me. I'm in love.
Yeah. I mean, I have a big real diamond, but let's not be splashing on the bottom.
Okay.
Look at that.
This isn't the... I get scared to wear the real one because it's too... light and I'm gonna fall off when I'm biking around like a dirt bag. Wait, so who broke off the engagement?
It was kind of a mutual thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, really.
Yeah, they went to do a DIY show in Asheville, North Carolina.
Ew, beautiful. Yeah.
And
beautiful.
Yeah. A part of the breakup is that this is like a very hacky joke.
Yeah.
But they were hanging out with someone named Coil.
Do not live in a serious world.
Pumpkin. No. I swear on my life. I'm not making this up. I'm not yeah. making fun of these people. Yeah. I'm just telling
these are
you their names.
Yes.
I'm telling
it would
you
be that fucked up if you used a different name for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trowel. And I picked up the phone and said, how's the shed?
You're like, I can't.
Pumpkin coil like, and trowel.
That's where those three things go.
Yeah.
And these are all just words saying yeah. what's happening.
And they did not like that.
Yeah.
They didn't like the shed, asking about the shed?
They did not like asking about the shed.
Wow. Brother.
Then they came back and they're having these feelings. And I was like, I'm not really feeling it. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to be with someone where you can make jokes like the shed.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's
it's like you can be non-binary as the day is long, but I have to be able to make fun of your friend Pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah.
So just their name is Pumpkin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no.
I'm Nick.
Yeah. Meanwhile, yeah. on this podcast, I said I want my name to be Danger. We were all like, that's sick. That's actually cool.
But it is different. Yeah.
I met a cis white woman the other day named Cinnamon.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
be like cis and have a non-binary name.
Yeah.
Her parents name her Cinnamon?
Yeah, her parents named her Cinnamon.
By dad.
Yeah, by dad.
For sure, by dad.
Drunk mom.
My brother just named his son Cosmo.
Whoa. Mm.
Is he going to have another one and name it Wanda?
I got to take a look at this whole family. How many more are you? Is it just you and your brother?
Yeah, just me and my brother. Wow. And Cosmo.
And Cosmo.
And Cosmo.
And soon Wanda.
Oh, wow. I'm delighted through and through. Yeah, no dude. Wonder I like you. When I first met you, because you were tall and normal seeming, I was like, this tall asshole. And then you were so nice. And I was like, oh, I'm a piece of shit.
I wonder how much that happens.
All the time.
Oh, it's so hard. Yeah. Oh, it's so hard to be a tall white guy with a friend named Pumpkin. I can't make my jokes and people think I'm mean because I'm tall.
I'm
anyway,
shy.
Thanks for doing the show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so shy. Awkward.
I'm shy.
Yeah, I think you and Tucker Berkshire, I was like, oh, I get it. And then you guys were really nice and I was like, oh, fuck me.
The way that me and him vibe so
yeah,
hard.
Of course, you that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you both have like performative. You have like a nose ring.
Yeah, yeah. You both have.
He has both his ears pierced in 2025. We love you.
Cubic zirconia.
Okay. Well, does anyone have a hot take?
I do. Well, let's do Nick since you're the guest.
Which of mine did you like?
I liked the one about something about gay guys.
Gay guys knowing actors. Okay. I mean, I didn't know that you came from a queer family, so it's actually you're very welcome to speak on it.
I just took off these sunglasses to look at my phone. How do you feel about that?
That was very straight. Doing a little squint.
There's a bi dad in all of us.
Yeah, there is.
I wish there was one in me.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is something that I noticed. So sometimes I've
you guys seen this?
Yes, folks.
So this is on the front page of the New York Times today.
Beside the quote, are women even anything? New York
Times. Can women do anything, right?
I just think that I sometimes forget that gay guys are guys. I forget that they're men.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I see the way that they treat pop stars, it's very similar to how straight guys view sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like you forget that like when gay guys are really into like Beyonce or whatever, that's the same like autism that all the same autism that all men have about like memorizing stats, getting into their personal life, whatever else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they know like every angle of the kick flip flop that Katy Perry did, and they're talking about it like physics. And
yeah, and
science.
They're like, well, Liza Minnelli's like 2007 tour, she wouldn't have played that on live at Carnegie Hall. Like she covered that, which is funny because Bob, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I think a lot of women especially have a problem with forgetting that gay guys are guys.
Yeah.
Because this used to happen when I first started becoming friends with gay guys. I get it now. But I like, because I'm from Albany, I didn't fucking know gay guys, really. I knew one.
Well, you knew them, but they were married.
I knew one, like the Jewish women. Person. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Who was like the ambassador to gay people for all of us.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know a lot of gay guys. And then when I met them, I was like, gay guys, whatever. And then I was always like, I was always like sad. I was always like bummed out when we'd be hanging out and they'd be like, I'm going to go fuck someone.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like alone at the bar. And then I was like, oh, right.
You're men.
It's guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just not trying to fuck me.
Yes.
But you are trying to fuck. You're here to fuck. And honestly, I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ruining the vibe. I thought the vibe was girls' night. The vibe is we're sucking dick.
We're sucking cock in the hospital.
We're sucking dick and cock in the hospital. And I was wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you and my dad.
Yeah.
Me and your dad alone at the bar, like, did your friends also leave to go suck cock? And then we listen to Wicked and Queen Out together.
Yeah, you're hanging out with this 70-year-old man from Long Island.
The way in which I've hung out with literally your dad.
It's so funny. The last time I was at my dad's house, like he handed me his laptop to like look up something. And
gay porn, sorry.
The last thing he looked up on YouTube was Wicked Easter eggs.
Is by.
Your dad probably knew my 70-year-old theater friend. We'll talk about this.
Also, Liza Minnelli is such a keystone woman that gay men know about.
I love her.
And also, it's like it separates the generation. Do the young gays know about Liza Minnelli? I don't know.
No, if they
don't, they're in trouble.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
They're in for a rude awakening.
They have a lot to learn.
World rocked.
I was watching Drag Race, famously, and they honored Liza Minnelli. They like had her come out at like the finale and she sat in a chair and like kind of sang and it was awesome. Yeah. But I was like, there was a lot of like 22-year-old drag queens. I was like, if they don't fucking freak out, they're going to look so bad. And thankfully they all were like, ah! But I was like, if I can't, you can't be, I can't say this. You can't be a drag queen and I love Liza Minnelli more than you.
Clip it.
You have to at least be gagged when she enters the room. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah, there's gay guys also are competitive too. Yeah, that's totally how they're guys again. And I'm like,
they do love sports sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes.
When they like sports, they love sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like, you know, tennis.
Yeah. But I've like watched football with gay guys and I'm like, oh my God, boys.
Wow.
What?
You guys are boys. Yeah. I didn't know.
But yeah, I'm trying to think, like, I'm trying to think of gay guys I know and times they've been autistic like a straight guy.
I know what you mean. I know what you're talking about because my boyfriend has sports autism and it's like so annoying.
Yeah.
And it is, I guess I don't notice it with gay guys because I also want to talk about Britney like that.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't want to talk about Jalen Brunson like that. I don't fucking care.
The thing is, I can get along with gay guys now because I know a lot about musical theater.
Yeah.
And figure skating. Figure
skating. Well, they also have deep loyalty. Once they pick their team, they have deep loyalty to them in the way that they're like buying the jersey.
Yeah.
They're letting Madonna come out 6 hours late for a concert.
Right.
And they actually love that about her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's rivalries.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you're like, I'm an Ariana Grande guy, that's it.
Yeah. And it's like, I hate Taylor Swift. She was mean to
And I'm a man and I'll shoot her.
Because she was mean to Charli XCX. Because she's what you're looking for.
Yes. Thank you.
What you're looking for is she was mean to Charli XCX. And there's drama in the community. Ugh, my lip touched the microphone.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just, I also think that like women treat the thing that gay guys do with pop stars as if it's very like quirky and fun.
Yes, of course.
But it's serious.
It's deadly serious.
But when straight guys do it with sports, it's like that is annoying and bad.
Yeah.
And I did just say that.
Yeah.
And I did just say that about the man I love. Sure. Who I sent an Etsy ring to. But it's just a lot, you know, with the sports. Mm-hmm. The way he'll like walk into the room and be like, can I tell you something about a basketball player? And I'll be like, yeah. And then look at my phone the whole time he's talking.
I won't be listening, but sure. Go ahead and say it. Well, they're also like, I know a gay couple where there's a huge age gap. Shocking.
Really?
Based in Chelsea. Shocking. And the older gay is like a New Jersey raised on Madonna gay.
Yeah.
And the younger gay is a Connecticut raised on Lady Gaga gay.
Yeah.
And they get into
a little monster.
Yeah, a little monster. And they get into feuds. And the one of them's my hairdresser. They're both my hairdresser. And the younger one will like quietly be like, Madonna's a fucking bitch. And I'll be like, whoa, in front of your wife? Like, it's like a thing that can't be talked about sometimes.
Yeah,
it's
totally
that serious.
And also like after a concert, like I wouldn't be surprised if like the cops have to like put grease on the poles and stuff. Like the Eagles.
Like when the Eagles win.
Yeah.
A gay guy's just eating horse shit off the ground.
Yeah, when like Lord comes out.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're just punching each other in the face. Lord is such a weird one to be obsessed with.
I get it. I think when someone's obsessed with Lord, I'm like, you're interesting.
Or is it a Bushwick noise machine artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that we both dated non-binary noise musicians.
What did the noise look like with yours?
Well, so the thing about me is I never went to the noise show because I wanted to continue being attracted to this person. But they were also in a metal band and I like metal, so I was like, I'll go to that. But I wasn't really being invited to the shows because they didn't like me.
They sent you a text going, I know that I like you like me way more than I like you.
They were like, I'm kind of busy tonight. And I was like, oh, I'll come to your show. And they were like, nah. I'm going to be trying to get pussy at that. So probably don't come. And then we'd like meet up after and they'd be like, a girl told me I look like Pedro Pascal. And I'd be like, that's awesome. I love that happened to you. Also, you don't.
For me, my ex would be like, hey, you should like come to this abandoned storefront or whatever, where I'm doing a show, and I'd be like, no.
I'm going to do stand-up for six people.
Yeah, I have an open mic to go to. Yeah.
And that's less sad than the noise artist stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we're really just living in a glass house where we're throwing stones.
Yeah, true. But what we do is important.
Yeah, we're philosophers. Yeah.
Modern day.
Yeah.
I heard that they are opening for Soccer Mommy now.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that's cool.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
I know.
But they're a band. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, should we?
Do you have one?
No. I have a hot take.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh no!
I know. Get ready.
Strap in, girls. Strap on,
girls. All right. So, respectfully, co-opting queer culture. Don't you worry. We'll put yours in post.
If you could just give us a clean one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stutter so much.
Any person that I've ever discussed ego death with is the worst person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fact that you claim that you were changed in any way by this experience is patently false.
Yeah, just like an insane narcissist.
It's insane.
Like, I had ego death.
I know. I'm like, could we maybe try it again? I don't know if it took.
Yeah. Do it right now.
Yes.
Do it right now
by asking me one question about myself.
Yeah, it's also like they always did a thing that's like abusive to a person in their life.
Yes.
Like they have a wife and they're like, I did mushrooms for 9 days straight. And you're like, that must have been awesome for her.
Yes. She must have been scared.
Oh, cool. Someone couldn't have a conversation with you for 9 days. You have 3 kids.
Yes. Yes. I dated an ego death person in my 20s, got me pregnant, forgot to call me when I had the abortion.
Well, his ego was dead.
That ego is dead.
Yeah. I've experienced ego death. I had an abortion.
Yes. I've actually experienced 2 ego deaths from within. Please let me stay in the country. But he was, number one, he wanted to start a cult. And he was a white guy with red hair. Kind of actually works. With the red hair, it kind of goes back in.
It's also one of those things that now I'm like, what a huge red flag. But in the loneliest times of my life, I'd be like, and my boyfriend wants to start a cult.
I was profoundly lonely during this time.
Yeah. But like, what goes, like he was making a pitch deck? What goes into that?
Going to NYU for finance, hilarious.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, sure, to fund the cult. But he was just like, I want to go to Brazil. Like he was like some country that he
wanted
would
to colonize,
go and colonize.
Brazil.
Yeah. And he was like, you're not allowed to be in the cult because you have like a bad energy.
That's why I couldn't go to the noise show.
Yes.
Because of my energy.
Yes.
My aura.
Yes. And he had a walking stick. It is humiliating that I let this person come in me. But he wanted to do ayahuasca this was like a long time ago, probably like 15
when
years
ago. When
you
had to go to South America.
Yeah. No. He found someone in Williamsburg to do it with him, but it was like not safe seeming. And I had to be like, I'm like upset that you're doing this. He was like, you don't get it. I'm
well,
like,
your energy's bad.
Right. Yeah.
This is why you can't be at the cult.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And he was right all along.
At the cult, you're going to be like, it's making me nervous that you're making everybody, all of the women, fuck you. Yeah.
But he was the worst guy. He did the ego death ceremony and then forgot to call me the day of my abortion. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it's hoopla.
What was learned?
It's all hoopla.
Yeah.
If your ego died, you'd be in a coma. What are you telling me now? I also don't really know what ego death means, and I don't care to learn.
I don't think it means anything.
Yeah.
I think it's a fake thing.
Yeah.
You become a non-entity, then what? Then you're dead.
It's just a way for people to get you to try drugs.
Yes.
You know? They're like, oh, this thing that you don't understand is going to happen to you. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, and they're like, it's a symptom. Like, it almost sounds like medical. Yeah. You know what I mean? To be like, I'm having an ego death. It's like you're like a junkie on fucking drugs.
Yes.
You're microdosing heroin.
Yeah, yes. You're high as fuck.
Throwing up on yourself, being like, women are people.
Oh my God. I was talking to someone the other day about guys taking mushrooms to realize women are people. And then instead being like, being like, oh my God, women are just like men. They're people. And then instead of realizing women are people, being like, that means I'm gay. Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I wish that's what happened.
Yeah.
If your ego truly died, you'd at least be bi.
Right. Come back better. Build back better.
At least you would try it.
Yeah.
It's like, you're telling me your ego died, but you're not different.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing different about you. At least if you were gay, I could be like, okay, you learned.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But if you're the same guy, it's like, I don't know. I think that was a waste of $10,000.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of people I know who have like tripped on something and felt better after.
Right.
Or like seemed more the successful answer is no. together.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. They're always saying coherent. They feel better.
Yeah.
I guess there's the tech CEOs.
But they like believe in Satan and are destroying the world.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
At least they like are successful.
Sure.
Yeah. On paper, successful. Yeah. They have money.
Yeah.
I feel like the last time I tripped.
Yeah. They're pedophiles.
That's ego death.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you gonna say? The last time you tripped?
Yeah. The last time I tripped, I feel like I had like a tech CEO style.
Oh, really?
Trip, yeah. Because it was really scary.
Sure.
And afterwards, I was like, I am very powerful. Because I cut through that.
Oh.
Because I was so anxious.
Yeah.
And I think that is inherently male in a way.
You came
to like fight the drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I one time took a research chemical by accident and tripped for 8 days.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I hate it. It was the worst thing. That was like the worst thing that ever happened to me, and like everyone I know is dead. But I tripped for 8 days, and I didn't feel powerful after. I was like, I have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, I have like an underlying mental disorder.
Yeah,
that
schizophrenia
I just woke
came up.
Up.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what I'm always.
And then instead, I continued doing drugs for a year, and every time I got high, I was like, I'm schizophrenic.
Yeah,
I quit doing drugs, and I was like, never mind.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Well, and then like 2 years ago in therapy, I found out that I was in active psychosis for a year. But you don't know it when you're in it.
Yeah.
it seems really real.
How did it end?
I got sober. I stopped doing drugs.
Totally.
And
totally.
Then I started drinking alcohol all the time, but there was a brief...
little window.
Hey! But alcohol doesn't give you psychosis as quickly.
Oh.
That one took a few years. And then I got back.
The band got back together.
And then I was like, we're so fucking back. Yeah. There are people in my walls.
What's the most on drugs you've ever been?
Like
furthest from sober.
Like the most drugs in my system at the same time?
Feeling-wise.
One time I did Molly, probably the 8-day trip was the furthest
that's
I've been like from
solid horrible. Answer.
And also I was alone in a place I had never been before.
Where?
Montana.
Oh.
Not even a good place.
Yeah. Well, it was beautiful. It was like a hippie town. So it wasn't like, it wasn't what you're thinking. You know, it was like a beautiful like
river.
It was
like Woodstock.
Yeah. But I was so scared, and I was alone, so I couldn't really talk to anyone.
Nature is also scary when you're high.
Yeah, and I couldn't be like, are you guys seeing this? Like, I was just by myself listening to, like, a podcast. I was listening to, like, Pete Holmes' podcast.
And
tripping my dick off for 8 days.
That's really choogy.
It was choogy.
It is.
The whole thing was choogy. It was
after
the choogiest thing.
After 8 days of research chemicals, you're like, that was choogy.
Also, at the time, that was like an interesting podcast.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, same.
We
same.
All did. I mean, come on, look at us. But I mean, we're doing it.
Yeah,
but I was like, that was probably. But another time, I did Molly that ended up being meth.
I've been there.
And I was high for 3 days, song. But I kept taking other stuff to try and make it go away.
Yeah.
But it was just making me higher.
Yeah.
That was. That one, I was pretty far from God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was an Adderall guy.
Yeah,
which is of course different than meth. But
totally.
Do you know anything about like dosing Adderall?
A little bit.
Okay, I did 300 milligrams.
That sounds very bad. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and pull up my phone. And see.
Rapid release.
IR.
Wow.
Instant release. Yeah.
Yeah.
Instant release.
Wow.
How do you function? Are you just like seizing?
I mean, it's math.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get like full body chills.
Yeah. How'd you get out of that?
And where'd you get it?
Just time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is just
that is
time.
The answer.
Yeah. I just like hit up a friend of mine.
It was like I took a horse tranquilizer level of Adderall.
Was it a pressed pill that was 300?
No, I bought $300 of Adderall.
Yeah. And actually, took all of them, huh?
Yeah. And actually, I got it from multiple different people.
Wow, because they cared and wouldn't give you the amount you needed.
And the first one I got was from a comic, actually. But he didn't know I was like, having an issue.
Building. Yeah. Were you doing it to get high or to lock in?
Great question. I think the first one I did to lock in.
Yeah. And the whole time you tell yourself you're locking in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I've done stimulants. The whole time you're like, this is going to make me lock in. And then you're like, that felt awesome. I'm going to do more of that.
Okay. Max daily dose recommended for adults, 40 to 60 milligrams.
Yeah.
even that's a lot.
Yes. Three hunge?
Yeah.
Three bills?
300 is crazy.
Damn, I'm surprised your heart didn't explode.
Yeah. You're tall. So maybe that. Spreads it. through.
That means you can do 8 times normal dose.
Crazy.
That was not the time I was most on drugs. But
what was the time you were most on drugs?
I went into a K-hole once. Have you
that's
ever?
That's so scary.
That
shit
is so fucked up.
I can imagine.
So fucked up.
This is an ego. This is a version of the ego death conversation where they're like, "Let's take ketamine for therapy," and I'm like, "I think you're just high on a recliner."
Yeah.
And I have bipolar disorder. I will certainly not be taking ketamine for therapy.
Or like, God forbid you go to dance.
Right.
Go into a K-hole.
Yeah.
I met someone recently who was like, I love ketamine because I love K-holing. And I was like, I don't ever want to talk to you.
Yeah, I don't
want to
be around
you.
Scare
the fuck out
You're
of
so
me,
scary.
Dude. I'm afraid of you.
Yeah. Wait, so what was the K-hole?
I was just at a warehouse party.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
And I was like doing a lot of it.
Yeah.
And like the thing with it is like you get a little bit higher and then a little bit higher and then you go to a K-hole and it's like,
I hate that. I fell into
a K-hole not at a warehouse party, but in a garage
at
with
a Marshall's.
7 people. which sucks because everyone knows.
Yeah, you can't work your phone.
You can't work your mouth. You can't talk.
Are you catatonic?
I was able to move pretty well. I was able to kind of walk, but then I started throwing up. It was awful.
Yeah. To me, it felt like there was a brick wall between my mind and my body, and the two just couldn't really reach each other.
This is awful.
Yeah, I was walking up from a warehouse party to my house in Bushwick, which is like a 15-minute walk.
Yeah.
And it was, completely lost.
Yeah.
I ended up in front of $3 bill.
Okay. That's a good place to be in a K-hole.
It was not a good place to be in a K-hole.
But there's someone there who knows what to do.
Yeah. Warehouse party, at least someone might have but you can't Narcan your way out of K-hole, right?
No.
Time.
God.
The scariest thing about being too fucked up is that the only cure is time.
I know.
There's no amount of water.
There's no amount of other drugs. My solution was always to pour other drugs on top of it.
Yeah. Benzos or whatever.
Yes, thank you.
Stupid.
Benzos, by the way, Miss Girl.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
I can't do her anymore because I did too many. But my brain is Swiss cheese now. And I'll never sleep again. But she really was that girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think the only thing that could have helped me during that 8-day trip was if I could have gotten my hands on benzos, but I didn't
because it
have
calms
access.
You down, right?
For psychedelics, they do kind of help.
Oh, really? Hey,
well, because it gets rid of the edge, the anxiety edge.
It doesn't make you not trip; it just makes it more fun.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start doing that.
It's awesome.
I mean, mine is mushrooms, which is pretty standard, big drug freak out. They have such a volatile
psychedelics.
Yeah, psychedelics.
Too much psychedelics is
it's just I was sober from booze. You know when you get sober from booze and then you're like, I'm gonna be a drug guy now because I have no sense of self.
I did the opposite.
Yeah.
You're rarely done. You're
so unique.
Never successful.
Yeah. But I did mushrooms at another music festival. God, I am so cringe. A music festival in Canada. Shout out Shambhala.
Was there a dome?
There was not a dome, which it's a small festival. They're not at dome money. Maybe now they are. But I was with like a girl group that I was friends with, like from high school. Mm-hmm. And anytime you go in nature with people, often the truth of your relationship starts to reveal itself because the setting, there's no modern cushion of like.
Men write screenplays about this.
Yes. Where it starts to be like, oh, that's your personality and I don't like it. And now I'm stuck with it. But I took a bunch of mushrooms and then the girl who I'm like now not friends with, she would do this every time. This is classic bully. It's one of my least favorite features of bullies is that they, if they feel guilt about their behavior, they'll like corner you and be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, totally.
And then you are being like, no, you calling me a dyke in front of everybody. I understand where you are
coming from.
Let me heal your inner homophobia. Like, we're doing therapy now.
Yeah, it's worse thing when someone's rude to you, and then you like you don't want to talk about it anymore.
Right.
But then they come up to you, and they just keep, like, you have to then manage their...
Yes.
You have to console them for their own behavior.
For their bad personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just had this tumultuous relationship, and she would, like, do it, and then not improve, and then do it, and finally, Burning Man actually helped me discover...
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Wanted to be treated nicely.
And for blowing all your fucking peck money on sand.
More sand?
Yeah.
More sand.
Can we get a fan and more sand here?
I think they buy the sand.
But she cornered me when I was like peeking and she started apologizing and I was like, we're good. That's totally fine. And then she knew that I didn't like her fiance, who was like an addict who wasn't like trying to help himself and being like scary and bad. And we all hated him and they got engaged and we were all like, yay.
Totally.
And she was like, I don't know if I want to marry him. And I was like, oh my God.
Shut up.
Just push her down. I kill her. So, but I was in nature. It, like, you know when you're high and it's like a video game, you dissociate and you're like a little video game going
around. My friends
around.
And I used to call it video gaming.
Yeah.
When we would get so high that we were like digital.
And so it was just
cruising. And the police.
Yeah. That's what we would call it.
The police were the bad guys. We would drive around fucked up and be like, whoop. The police. Those are the bad guys.
Yeah. We would have a thing we would drive around high. We called it night car.
Whoa. Sick, dude.
We should night car
dude.
Right now.
Noise artist.
I love the suburbs.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just like now it was a video game of me trying to get away from her.
Final boss.
And then also myself at the end of it.
Ego Whoa. Death.
Ego death. And
you
then
look at
I
your
went.
Ego,
yeah.
Not today.
We got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. And it's thinking about the Holocaust. We got to do that.
Oh.
That's
where you ended up.
That's where I ended up, which is like, that's where I end up regular style. Like, my brain is so, like, most horrible thought all the time.
You thought about the Holocaust and you were like,
finally. Peace. No, it was just, it went from like, I know the exact train of thought because afterwards I'm like, this is how this happened. I went, all right, she's someone who I love that like treats me poorly. And then it went, people who love each other still are like cruel and cause pain to each other. Like it was very like, but how do we love and also hurt? Like that was the dumb realization. And then it was like, and we hurt and then we kill. And then it was genocide. And then I was just running through the forest thinking about the Holocaust. And I got lost in like the deep woods. And they had to like send people to try to find me. I was just like screaming under evergreens, being like, murder!
Never again. Yes.
Like that was a terrible, nothing good came of that.
They find you and you're like, the Holocaust was bad. And they're like, we know.
Duh.
Blink 182 is on. Let's go.
Duh, bitch.
I actually also got way too fucked up at a music festival in Canada.
Oh, wow. Which
I went
one?
To, it's Oshaga in Montreal.
Oh, yeah. My brother went to that one.
I was like 18 and we could drink there. Yeah. So we were like, let's get fucked up in Canada. And I went with my best friend from like growing up and I didn't tell her that I was on pills.
And which then pills?
Benzos.
Yeah.
That's Miss Girl.
Yeah.
Also, I'm allergic to opiates. So it has to be. Respect. If I'm on pills, it's benzos. Opioids make me scared and itchy because I'm allergic to them. So anyway.
Thank God, by the way.
I was like, okay, one small Xanax is like six beers. And sure. I don't know when we're going to get more alcohol. So I'm going to do six beers now and then we'll be good, you know, whatever. And we like are at this music festival and I like showed my tits to Tyler, the Creator, because he wasn't gay yet. And beautiful. Then we like snuck into this VIP area where they were just handing out free shots. And I did like a million. Yeah. Like I did all of them.
I was definitely the girl. I did a million.
Every shot offered to me or the people around me. I was like an
octopus. Yeah. Who's releasing all its arms.
Like a vacuum, dude. Like I was just like doing all of these shots of like warm Smirnoff. Yeah. And I was like, this is the best day of my fucking life.
This is like one Xanax.
Yeah. And then I woke up on a lawn. And the security guard was standing over me, feeling for my pulse. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up? And he was like, are you good? And I was like, I'm so fucking good. You have no idea how fucking good I am. And then my friend gave me some water and we watched Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, God, I miss being young. You can do anything.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I had a period when I was like 17 where I got really into Tramadol.
Oh, yeah. I know her.
Yeah, and it would just block out your memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I would like not remember I didn't remember a day. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yes.
And so yeah, like one time I was like playing video games with my friend and he was like, why don't you remember how to play? And I guess it's like the fourth time that we had played a video game.
And you were like, well, I have holes in my brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've created early onset dementia.
But also, it's funny, like the most interesting thing that happened to me was that I played a video game over 4 days of like the golden era of my life.
Right.
Like I did nothing else.
Yeah,
notable.
You were like getting pussy. Hopefully. Yeah, well, hopefully.
Yeah, who knows?
No girlfriend, no studying, no school.
Yeah.
One of the craziest things about blacking out, especially on drugs and not just booze, is waking up and being like, we just will never know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One time I blacked out. Like, this was pretty late. Like, this was right before I got sober. Like, I knew you.
Yeah.
You
know wow. What I mean? Like, yeah. Hey.
And hey. This was when I started doing pills again and not telling anyone.
I knew, by the way.
You knew eventually. Yeah. But not the whole time. Yeah, I was good.
Yeah. You are good.
But I was doing pills and drinking and I blacked out at who God knows where I was, but yeah. I blacked out and I woke up the next day and I had this nightstand that was obviously a mess because I was a drug addict. So it was like full of like both garbage and the most valuable things that I owned.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? When you're like, I'll put this here because I'm a drug addict and I can't lose this.
Yeah.
I woke up the next day and it was clean.
No.
The nightstand was clean. I checked the garbage room. I checked the garbage outside. I'll never know what happened to that stuff.
Oh, my God.
And that's so weird. That's such a weird feeling to be like, okay, well, that's over. And it was like one of the times where I had like bruises all over me. And I was like,
always with the bruises.
God, where did I take it?
Yeah. You know? I once woke up with a street sign in my room.
Cool.
Yeah.
I woke up with a lamp once.
Where it was like, clearly I'd gone like that.
Whoa, you're so strong, dude.
Yeah, but like maybe for 4 hours.
Excalibur. Like,
that happened to my boyfriend and now it's in my apartment. He moved with it.
But also, it wasn't even like a cool one. It was like
yield.
The street cleaning.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No parking. No.
Yeah, it wasn't like stop.
Yeah.
One of the big
stop
ones.
Stop is kind of the big one. Yeah. Stop is huge.
Well, look at us now.
Oh my God, we made
did it.
It. What a traumatized group of drug addicts.
We're all sober.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I was high this whole time. That'd be so sick. Honestly, though, when we were talking about drugs like that, I was feeling a little goofy.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
It makes me feel a little scared and goofy.
I feel the...
Yeah. Dude, when people are fucked up around me, I'm like, yeah. I'm like huffing their personality.
Mm-hmm. I was in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and I was going to stay up all night to get on my flight.
Classic.
And then it was delayed. So mm-hmm. I was like, well, now I have to really stay up till 10 a.m.
Yeah, tough.
Instead of... Because I couldn't go to sleep because my hotel room had a cockroach in it.
Yeah, that was gross.
So... Obviously, I'm like so obviously still a drug addict.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my thought process was stay up all
10
night.
10 Xanaxes equals 3 drinks.
No, this was a few weeks ago.
Cockroach equals, no,
but
the same
like
math.
Yes. Not sleeping for a night
is like
9
beers.
Like
getting
beers.
High.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah.
So instead, I at like 7 p.m. had like 4 coffees, like 4 like strong coffees.
Yeah, no, I've been there.
And then I went out with my friends who live in Chicago and we were having fun. And I had so much caffeine in my system and I was having so much fun that I made my friend try my drink because I thought there was alcohol
in it.
And then she had to look at me and go, I think you're just having fun.
Oh, that's
so embarrassing.
Sad.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm like that with nicotine.
Yeah.
Where I like, yeah, I have nicotine soda, as I told you before.
Yeah, that's
I
also, insane.
I bought snuff.
Oh, you ever heard of snuff? Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like snortable yeah. nicotine.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're gonna die.
I did snuff in high school.
Oh, and I'm like, I'd put anything it to my in my friends. Nose. Like,
yeah,
this is by far the most degenerate episode of this podcast we're gonna be we've fine. Ever had.
It's, look at us.
It's good for you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, anybody can make it out.
Yeah,
if you're
yeah.
listening to this truly. And you're in active drug addiction,
you can make it out.
And also go somewhere. Make it out. Go to rehab.
Imagine 988.
Active drug addiction and watching us and the hats and YouTube just like morphing all into one person.
I will say active drug addiction was peak time for me watching podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes. Not that there's anything wrong with
so
that.
So true.
But yeah. I would recommend also maybe cleaning your room while you do it. I was just sitting down watching a podcast.
Mouth open.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said if I was there.
Truly.
He is going to love me.
We'll be Pete friends. Holmes is going to be my friend one day.
And maybe. He's weird now. Anyways.
Anyway, thanks Nick. For coming.
Thank you so much for
Tell
having me.
Tell the people
me.
Where do to find
plugs.
You.
Yeah, I host a show called Struggle Bus. It's once a
which is
month.
Great.
And you've earned it.
It's
my
an
God.
It's an awesome show. Yeah. Make sure you check it out. It's once a month. I host it with Ivy Wolk. Lizzie's on it next month.
Lizzie.
Unless Ivy has a job, then maybe it won't be. But also, we're doing it in Chicago at the Lincoln Lodge.
Oh, so nice.
December 12th.
Sick. Awesome.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably.
We'll see if Shout Ivy is Lincoln drunk Lodge. And figure skating. Yeah. And if not, we'll reschedule. Yeah, I you're not recreating the relationship with your mother through that friendship. There's no way.
You said an alcoholic caretaker style relationship.
Nothing to look at there. You should probably keep going to therapy. Anyways, Andrea Comedy 69 across all platforms. As always, subscribe to our YouTube, respectfully, pod. Lizzie.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. And also follow me on Instagram at Nick Viagas.
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
If you comment on this video, why is Nick chewing gum the whole time? I will fuck you up, okay? Or we say, he needs water. Why is Nick making mac and cheese noises?
Why is he monopolizing the space like a white man? Disabled slay. See ya.